Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, and to our friends around the world, welcome. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We are really glad to be with you. My name is Dave Hodges, and we just had a little cutout glitch, but we'll get by. This is becoming commonplace on all shows from my side of the fence, and not just me, but many of my colleagues. I was talking to Chad Stewart, our guest, recently, and Chad said on an interview he was on, I lost him four times. Sarah Westall complains of electronic interference, as does Paul Preston. He's had to actually go into the radio studio to do his show because the interference is so great on his home system. So they're trying to block you getting the message, but we're not going to let them get away with it. We have an interesting segment here. Newsweek, the propagandist group that they are, they have come out and they've tried to make J.D. Vance look like a crazy, wild-eyed conspiracy theorist. And we're going to read to you a quote from Newsweek, and then I'll give you what Dan Bongino has said. I'll give you what my experience with the being a presenter of the Kennedy assassination facts for years and years and years. We will get to the bottom of this. Not very difficult. And it's cr clearly true that not only has the left tried to assassinate him, they're continuing to assassinate the character of J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. And I want to say this before we jump into our first break, and then we come back. I'm really disturbed, and I mean really disturbed, by the fact that Trump's handlers are not giving him one simple message. Stop attacking Kamala's character. Leave that to us. And we're not going to do a lot. I'm not going to do a lot of it. I mean, it's really clear to me she has a drinking problem. It's really clear to me that she doesn't know the first thing about economics, and she's a nitwit when it comes to economics. But they need to be telling Donald Trump, not Dave Hodges, not Paul Preston, they need to be telling Donald Trump, stop going after her character and go after what she has done. Or better yet, like in the case of the border, what she hasn't done. Donald Trump, listen to me. And I know some people in his group listen to this show. Number one, the border. Number two, her crazy communist economic plan of intervention. Don't let her get away with this without you going point by point. Number three, you got to talk about the fact that she's backed out of her debate because she knows she's going to get crucified as Comrade Kamala. And you can use that nickname, that's appropriate. But stick to the facts. Ladies and gentlemen, since she has taken over and they've tried to include the COVID time, no. Let's just start with the Biden-Harris time, January of 2021. What's happened to the economy? What's happened to food prices? What's happened to gas prices? You need to stick to that, Mr. President, if you want to regain your office. If you get into mudslinging, you don't gain the upper hand because there are people out there that are so stupid and so ignorant. And I hate to say it, God bless them, they're valuable people, but they don't know their head from their rear. When it comes to politics or economics, they don't know where to put the blame. Yes, they're going to the grocery store. Yes, they're paying 25 to 30% more for groceries. They're paying almost double what they paid for gas under Trump. But it's up to you, Mr. President, to point that out. Because, see, right now, they're just unhappy with government. And Kamala, they dress her up as cute and wonderful. 4 months after she was declared to be the worst vice president in history, all you got to do is stick to the facts. On what date did you go to the border, Kamala? No date. And what did you tell ABC when you were questioned, Kamala? Well, I haven't been to Europe either. What does that matter? How does the border impact you? Well, your kid could go to a party. He has a headache. Someone offers him a pill. It's fentanyl, and he dies, and he becomes one of 300,000 Americans that have died because of open borders, Chinese drugs, and cartel retail. That's why. Stick to the facts. Reminds me of the old show. You can still see it on reruns. Dragnet, Officer Friday, just the facts, ma'am. When he's questioning someone, just the facts, ma'am. Mr. President, you're making a big mistake by going after her character. And whoever is running this campaign either needs to change the approach or they need to be fired and get someone in there that will hammer, hammer, hammer. Trump needs to get off extraneous mode, just basically freelancing, and stick to the facts over and over and over and over. And he's not answering the question about lawfare, and I'll get to that here in just a minute. Go to our first break here, and I want to just share with you this amazing product. You know, could I have gotten by without the gel that allowed my knees to do things without blowing up and swelling for decades? Yeah, I could. Couldn't have got by without this. This took me off death row. In fact, we got a note here. Dear Dave, thank you so much for introducing me to the NanoSoma spray. I had severe bronchitis. After only taking this product for 2 weeks, it's all cleared up. I haven't felt this good in years. Thank you so much. Keep telling your story. No, I'd rather tell your story. And folks, this is not just about your lungs because it's about improving how your vitamin C gets absorbed. That's immune system, vitamin D, immune system, and longevity, okay? Supporting the telomeres. It's a great product. It's a great product. Everyone should be using it for either maintenance or what's going on with them. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we have a really interesting discussion I started, and this is very interesting. The Trump campaign right now is flawed. It's flawed. I wish J.D. Vance could just inject what he says when he's interviewed to Donald Trump. Stop the rambling, which you can control. Kamala can't. You can, Mr. President. And stop all the incessant name calling. Comrade Kamala would be appropriate, for example, but leave it at that. Because when you're name calling, it may be cute at a party. It's not what people want to hear from a presidential candidate. And you need to stick to the record, stick to the record, stick to the record. And there's something I want to cover with the media because they're going to jump on everything that goes on. And this is just pretty, I think this is absolutely incredible here. Let me see if I can pull up this story here. These are from the propaganda artist at Newsweek. J.D. Vance appears to suggest, don't you love that sentence? Appears to suggest. These pieces of trash. I mean, you could insert anything. Appears to suggest that Donald Trump's a mass murderer and then twist his words or use AI to do it. I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyway, the headline actually soft sells what J.D. Vance said. J.D. Vance is accusing the Democrats at some level of trying to kill Donald Trump. And I agree with him. Former Secret Service agent turned broadcaster Dan Bongino agrees with him. Dan knows the protocols way better than I do, but I know enough of them to know a setup when I see it. And clearly, Cheadle and Roll were in stand down mode on purpose, intentionally, and letting fate take its toll. But it wasn't just the Democrats that did it. We've explored the BlackRock connection through Austin Private Wealth, betting both sides. Trump's media is going to explode. That's a Monday bet, a pre-put option bet. Oh no, his media is going to fall precipitously, and we'll make about $1 billion. They bet both sides. And in between those two was the assassination attempt. Well, I could go on. We've covered it ad nauseum, but I wish they'd just say J.D. Vance is saying somewhere in this Democratic Party, they tried to assassinate Donald Trump. That's correct. Let me read to you the exact quote so we leave no doubt as to what was said. After saying that Trump gave the easy life up to run for the president, he said they can't beat him at the ballot box. So they tried to bankrupt him. That's right. All these cases got to pay for your lawyers. And it's classic lawfare. It's classic. The federal government dispatched federal DOJ employees, like the number three guy in justice, and he went to Alvin Bragg's staff. And it wasn't until he went did Alvin Bragg change his mind and say, okay, we'll charge Trump. And then they got Bogota Billy in there as the judge. And he's broken about every judicial procedural policy and law that you can break. No unanimous verdict, wouldn't let Trump call witnesses that would have basically exonerated him. This whole thing was a joke. And I can't believe that Donald Trump has not appealed this to the Supreme Court. It's a mishandling. But anyway, continuing. They couldn't beat him at the ballot box, so they tried to bankrupt him. They failed at that, so they tried to impeach him. That's true. Two impeachments, no conviction. They failed at that, so they tried to put him in prison. Still are, still might. September 18th, Bogota Billy's sentencing is that date. Not an accident, not a coincidence in relationship to the election. And then he goes on to say, and they even tried to kill him, unquote. No, that's correct. That's correct. I'm not saying the Secret Service agents on the ground. But the scuttlebutt that's coming out of the Secret Service snipers, they were told to stand down. They were told not to interdict crooks. We're not going to go into all the details here because this thing would turn into a marathon. But the Secret Service was responsible for what happened to Donald Trump, the killing of the firemen, the wounding of two civilians. They're responsible. The FBI is responsible for the cover-up. And it's as plain as the nose on my face. And it ain't no different than it was in 1963 when we have presidential tapes where Lyndon Johnson and Hoover are in head of the FBI were involved in a discussion. We're saying we don't need a lot of investigations. The Senate's starting one, don't need that. Let's just appoint a commission of people that will get us through this. The fix was in with the Warren Commission, which has totally been discredited now. The fix is in right now. I don't care what the FBI investigates, it won't be worth the paper that it's written on. J.D. Vance is correct, and I'm saying it too. The operatives behind the Democratic Party, the people that were running the Secret Service, all played their role in the attempted murder of Donald Trump. And they're acting like this is scandalous. No, it's a fact. And I guarantee you, they're going to try again. They're going to try again. Anything they can do to keep the people's choice out of the White House. And we've gone through the polls. Donald, I'm going to tell you what people have told me out of the Pentagon who know and their business is elections. They think that Trump got almost 80% of the vote if you cancel out the voter fraud. I'd say that number is higher today. The Democratic Party is dead. It's down to about 7 to 8%. Everything you're seeing with Kamala Harris is manufactured. everything. It's about creating the image. It's like Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, you keep Donald Trump standing up, keep him out of prison. He's got a real good chance to win because I don't know that they can overcome this kind of margin. And they know it too. And they don't want Kamala. And if you notice that Naomi Wolf is starting to say what I've been saying all along, if her numbers don't improve, they'll either take her out or they'll find ways through false flags not to have an election under a state of emergency. It'll be one or the other if her numbers don't go up, and they mean the real numbers. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Thanks for joining us.